Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Shannon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Sadecki. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ray Sadecki. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting second. The center fielder, Manny Mota. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Gene Alley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Gibbon. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Joe Gibbon. And now, play ball. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Javier moves to third. Brock moves to second. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mota. Flood reaches second base with a double. Javier scores. Brock scores. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Flood moves to third. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Flood scores. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Groat moves to third. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Groat scores. White moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-0, Cardinals. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Wood covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota takes first base on ball 4. Bailey moves to second. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards first. White fields it and throws to second for the out. Bailey moves to third. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bailey tags and scores. Clemente tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-1, Cardinals. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Cardinals. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Pirates 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki is called out on strikes. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mota, who is chasing the ball. Javier reaches third base with a triple. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Freeze settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Flood hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Pirates 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grote strikes out. Pagliarani drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Grote out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Shannon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pagliarani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mota hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McCarver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Pirates 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarver hits a pop-up towards third. Freeze settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki is 0 for 1 in the game. Sadecki strikes out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Freeze hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki fires to first and has Freeze trapped. There's the throw to Grote, who tags Freeze for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Clendenin hits a line drive into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 1 in the game. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Pirates 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brock moves to second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it and throws to second for the out. Brock moves to third. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brock tags and scores. Boyer tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-3, Cardinals. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. White takes first base on ball 4. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Shannon takes first base on ball 4. Boyer moves to third. White moves to second. Tommy Sisk now pitching. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 2 in the game. McCarver hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Sisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sadecki fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Pirates 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki is 0 for 2 in the game. Sadecki hits a pop-up towards third. Freese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Javier strikes out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Sisk, and towards Schofield, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mota hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mota moves to third. Clemente moves to second. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mota scores. Clemente scores. It's Cardinals, 5, Pirates, 5. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-2 in the game. Alley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Alley reaches second base with a double. Clendenin moves to third. Ron Taylor now pitching. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clendenin scores. Alley scores. Pagliarani moves to second. It's 7-5, Pirates. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-2 in the game. Schofield is walked intentionally. Tommy Sisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boyer moves to second. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boyer moves to third. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. White takes first base on ball 4. Al McBean now pitching. Tito Francona pinch hits for Mike Shannon. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it and throws to second for the out. Boyer scores. Two outs. It's 7-6, Pirates. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-3 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBean fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cardinals 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Tito Francona now playing right field. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mota hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freezes 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cardinals 6. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill Verdon now playing center field. Manny Moten now playing left field. Bill Mazeroski now playing second base. Gene Alley now playing third base. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a fly ball into left field. Mota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Javier strikes out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Brock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Brock steals second. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Flood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cardinals 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Barney Schultz now pitching. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Clendenin strikes out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alley. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. Alley steals second. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Pagliarani strikes out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alley moves to third. Al McBean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schofield. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. Schofield steals second. Al McBean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBean hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cardinals 6. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Grote hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon, who is chasing the ball. Grote reaches third base with a triple. Boyer goes all the way around to score. It's Cardinals, 7, Pirates, 7. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grote scores. It's 8-7, Cardinals. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-4 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. Two outs. Barney Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBean fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Pirates 7. The Pirates will come to bat. Carl Warwick now playing right field. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Perkey now pitching. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mota bunts towards the mound. Perkey juggles the ball. That's an error on Perkey. Verdon moves to third. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a pop-up towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Bill Mazeroski. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Clendenin hits a line drive into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 8, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 7. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.